Yesterday, a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. overturned the Environmental Protection Agency's cross-state air pollution rule. The rule required 28 states in the East, Midwest, and South to reduce emissions of sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides that cross state lines and worsen air quality in downwind states. The rule was already a revision of the 2005 Clean Air Interstate Rule, which the court ordered the EPA to make changes in 4 years ago. But two of the three judges on the appeals court now say with the new rule, the EPA has exceeded its authority in the way it apportioned the cleanup work among the polluting states. Emily Davis is a lawyer with the Natural Resources Defense Council's Clean Air Project. She calls yesterday's court ruling a huge loss for public health.
It means that Americans in these downwind states will entirely lose out on new protections that were designed to protect us against smog and soot pollution. These rules would have cut that pollution that crosses state lines and worsens air quality in downwind states, and it would have saved up to 34,000 lives every year and saved us billions in health care costs. And as a result of yesterday's ruling, power plants will be allowed to continue to emit this harmful pollution for possibly many more years to come.
What states are the states that are most affected by pollution that crosses state lines?
The rule that was struck down was targeted at the 28 easternmost states in the U.S. and mandated pollution reductions in those states. So the implications of yesterday's ruling are felt in the eastern half of the country, and especially those states along the eastern seaboard that are sometimes called the tailpipe of the U.S., like New Jersey and Delaware, North Carolina, states along the coast that are doing everything they can to clean up their air pollution, but such a high percentage of the air pollution in their state comes from outside sources that they really have to rely on these good neighbor provisions of the Clean Air Act to help them clean up their air pollution and make air safe for their citizens to breathe.
And that would include New York State as well?
Yes.
Does this take the EPA back to the drawing board to try to come up with a new formulation for rules that will force the upwind states to clean up their pollution?
Yes. What the two-judge majority said is that EPA has to go back to the drawing board. The decision keeps the Bush administration rule in place during that time, but that rule has also been struck down as illegal and insufficiently protective of public health. So if the majority decision stays in place, which we urge the Environmental Protection Agency to appeal that decision, but if the rule does stay in place, EPA will have to go back to the drawing board and craft a whole new rule to address this pollution, since the Clean Air Act requires this pollution to be addressed. And oftentimes, that rulemaking process takes a number of years, and then there's court challenges, and as we've seen, this has happened twice before, and it's taken about 3 to 4 years in each case. So not only are you looking at another 3 to 4 years of developing that rule, but the majority opinion could possibly require the rule to be implemented in a certain way that gives states time to develop certain types of plans to address the air pollution. So it's not just the 3 to 4 year delay of the rulemaking process, but it could be many more years after that. So yesterday's decision is really sentencing the American public to delay on top of delay, when that has huge health implications. As I said, the rule that was struck down would have saved tens of thousands of lives each year, and multiply that by a number of years, and you're looking at some pretty scary numbers.
Are some of these upwind states, these states that are the sources of this pollution, taking corrective measures on their own in anticipation of a rule that will stick somewhere down the line?
Well, like I said, yesterday's decision kept the Bush administration rule in place, which is similar in that it deals with upwind states' contribution to downwind states' air pollution. So there are some measures that upwind states have to take as a result of that rule staying in place during the time that EPA goes back to the drawing board to reexamine its approach in light of this court decision.
Does the NRDC have any suggestions for the EPA on an approach that may pass judicial muster to go into effect and address this problem?
Well, first and foremost, we really urge the Environmental Protection Agency to appeal yesterday's decision. We believe that the two-judge majority failed to follow the Clean Air Act and its own prior rulings. And we believe that on the other side, the dissent got the law right and the precedent of the court right. We really think that yesterday's decision simply got this one wrong, and this is a huge loss for public health that all Americans sand to lose from. So we urge EPA to appeal the decision, and we're hopeful that it can be overturned.
Emily Davis is a lawyer with the Clean Air Project at the Natural Resources Defense Council in Washington, D.C.